Another rain-soaked day at the Florida Blue practice fields, day two of rookie minicamp 2013. The fans came out and braved the conditions today. Great crowd on hand for day two of three in this camp. Welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with senior writer for Jaguars.com. John Osier, you've dried off pretty quickly, John.
Well, and boy, you mentioned the rain. You can see it in the backdrop here. I'm not sure in 17, 18 years covering the league I've ever seen a mini camp that's been this drenched by rain. Certainly become the theme of the weekend.
You had a chance to catch up with Gus Bradley quickly after practice. Ace Sanders off to the side today, along with Matt Scott, the undrafted free agent quarterback. What's the latest?
Well, and Sanders was more about he had a minor groin, shouldn't be a problem for OTAs, you wouldn't think. His was a situation where you didn't want to have him risk further injury on a wet field. Matt Scott's a high ankle sprain. It looks like he'll be out probably until early OTAs. With OTAs, you never know how it's going to be with high ankle sprain, usually being about 6 weeks. So we'll see how that goes for him, but neither one will practice on Sunday.
Let's talk Luke Jokel. We haven't had a chance to really break him down the first day here. Now, after day two of practice, John, he's a number two overall pick for a reason and really showing why out on the field, right?
Well, he's looked great, and obviously he's playing against guys who were probably not on his level in college, so he should look great. Talked to George Yarno just a minute ago before he came up here. Everything you wanted out of the guy, George Yarno being the offensive line coach, everything he wanted out of Luke Jokel, he's seeing. You want the natural feet. You want the ability to work hard. You want all those things. You would expect Luke Jokel to look very good in this minicamp environment because he's a good athlete. He's done this a lot, and he's looking as good as they expected him to.
The quarterback situation might be shaken up a bit with Scott off to the side. What does that do for the other two that are out there?
Well, it gives Jordan Rodgers certainly a lot of opportunity, and I thought Jordan looked much better today than he did yesterday. He didn't look bad yesterday. He had a long touchdown, but he's got to take advantage of this situation. You would think if Matt's a little limited early in OTAs, that'll give Jordan more reps during that situation. At this point, a young guy trying to prove himself, that's all he can ask for.
Second-round pick for the Jags, 33rd overall selection, was safety Jonathan Cyprian out of Florida International. And, boy, John, he was really the rave of the media crew after day one yesterday and another solid day today.
Well, it's so tough to see everything about a guy. First of all, you're in minicamp where there's no pads. And second of all, you've got bad footing out there and a lot of guys having trouble holding on to the ball. But what you saw out of Cyprian on Friday was this unbelievable athleticism. And you saw the physique. He stands apart from the crowd. That's not always easy to do in the NFL, even on a weekend where you got a lot of rookies in. So everything that you want to see from a guy early to indicate that he can play, I think you're seeing out of him. Now, it has to translate to the field in the fall, obviously. But if you're looking for a guy to stand out from this weekend's minicamp, he's definitely the guy so far.
Speaking of Jonathan Cyprian, the number 33 overall selection, that's the first selection of the second round. He joins us now on set here on Inside the Jaguars. Jonathan, welcome back. It's been a busy first couple of days here. What are your thoughts after the first 2 days on the field?
A lot of hard work, a lot of energy, and a lot of fun out there.
You know, you're a ball-hawking defensive back. Speed, strength. Is it tough to hold up and not go full out? Because you can't go full out in these practices. Is that difficult for you?
Yeah, sometimes it is. I have to control myself. Sometimes, you know, the coaches make sure you slow down or don't run into people or don't go too hard. But I'm getting used to it and adjusting to be a pro.
Are the offensive guys getting a little testy with you sometimes when you get a little too aggressive?
Well, nothing. I can't tell. I can't tell. No, nobody complains. We're just out there having fun.
Mm-hmm. Jonathan Cyprian is with us on Inside the Jaguars. Tell us a defensive back's mindset when you see a quarterback set, ready to throw, and you break on the ball. Take us through that process mentally. What happens?
Well, it's all about getting the ball, not only for defensive backs, but everybody on the field. And we want to get the ball. Personally, for me, when I'm driving on the ball or a pass, I read the quarterback's eyes until he's getting his passing set, and I drive to the man, and then I look back for the ball and try to get it.
You've done that the first couple of days out here too, right? I guess so, making some plays.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I've been trying my best, and I've been lucky enough to grab some.
Jonathan Cyprian is with us. You know, we read a story the other day that you and your new teammate Denard Robinson played against each other in Pee Wee football. Is that true? Who brought that up? Did you know that before?
No, I didn't know that. Me just talking to Denard and getting to know each other, we both played Little League football. I played for North Miami Beach Sun Devils, and he played for Deerfield Beach.
Right.
Deerfield Beach. I was like, hold on, did you play for their Optimist Club? And he was like, yeah, we used to play y'all. I was like, wow. And, you know, us being the same age and going through us being the same age, we're in the same weight class mm-hmm. back in those days. So we definitely played each other, even though we didn't know each other at the time.
So the speed wasn't memorable then from Denard? No, he got better, huh?
They had some fat. He was fast then, too. Yeah, we both made plays there. You know? We won many years, they won others. So
sure.
It was cool. It was funny to find that out.
Tell us a little bit about the relationship so far with the defensive backs coach, Dwayne Walker, and how has that happened on the field, the classroom? Is there anything that's been surprising to you in the first 2 days?
Well, Coach Walker and Coach Rudy are great coaches. They're already taking us, all the DBs under their wing, and treating us like their sons. And we're learning a lot. They've been installing it slowly, and not only coaching us in the classroom, but also on the field. They've been doing a great job with us, and I'm happy.
And you've been, at least the first day and a little bit today, playing deep. I've heard you say in an interview before, you played deep a lot last year. But you're not scared to come in the box and hit somebody, are you?
Not at all.
But do you know which is going to be more prevalent in this defense for you?
For me, I'll most likely be down. About down more in the box and being underneath the dropper. Sometimes I'll also be back. So it'll be both. Mm-hmm. Now, with the installation of the defense and the defense that we've been doing now, I've just been rolling to the middle a lot. So it's just good for me now to make sure if I'm ever in the middle, I can have a good feeling for it.
Sure. Jonathan, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Great job. Jonathan Ciprian with us, the defensive back, the safety for the Jaguars. That's it for today, the final day of rookie minicamp. Coming up tomorrow on Inside the Jaguars.